the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Ramadan, a month of self-reflection. This is the new topic for today's special from IRIB English Radio.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصديق.
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Monday, is the 2nd of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of the month of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and of course, the 4th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran and look at verses 1 to 6 of Chapter Ar-Rahman. Will listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ar-Rahman.
The most merciful. Taught the Quran. Created man. And taught him eloquence.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation. And the stars and trees prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed chapter reflects different divine blessings, opening with the divine attribute, the most gracious, Ar-Rahman. The blessed verses are saying that the most gracious Allah taught the Holy Quran. Thus, the first and most significant blessing is mentioned as teaching the Holy Quran. What an appealing and significant expression. If we reflect correctly, the glorious Quran is the source of all divine blessings and means to attain to any blessing and benefiting from all material and spiritual blessings.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
On the month of Ramadan, the month of self-reflection, this is today's special. It is taking steps to make one a better person that helps to attain happiness in life. For a believer, self-development should be devoted to attaining success in this world and in the hereafter by removing sins, thus shifting worries and fears from his or her life and ensure happiness and peace. Ramadan is a month of mindfulness, enjoining good, forbidding evil. It is a month of self-reflection, self-purification, and self-discipline in order to remove sin and attain limitless rewards. Despite these opportunities, fasting tests one's ability to remain a self-improving, righteous servant. It requires great physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual efforts in order to make sure that one's sins are forgiven, remain conscious of Allah, and ultimately earn His pleasure and Jannah. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the effects and the relationship between the month Ramadan and mandatory fasting and our spiritual upbringing. All religions contribute to people's religious upbringing and religious growth of people and the followers. This is the general trend, of course. And in this connection, it must be parenthetically indicated that, I mean, religions may be different in this regard. However, when we talk about, religions, we mainly mean Abrahamic religions, and out of various Abrahamic religions, our particular emphasis is on the Islamic religion. In the Islamic religion, we find that there are certain rites and rituals which contribute to our spiritual upbringing and spiritual growth. One of them is, for example, performing mandatory prayers and salats on five occasions or five times a day. Another one is observing mandatory fasting in the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, we find that everybody, all Muslims, are expected to endure thirst and hunger. However, according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the month of Ramadan is in fact the best of all months, and its hours and its moments and its minutes are the best. Since this month is especially connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observing mandatory fasting, sleeping in this month and breathing in this month, taking breath in this month, are regarded as types of Islamic rites and rituals. And at the same time, reciting even one verse of the Holy Quran is equal to reciting a whole round of the Holy Quran in other months. So we find that if you have the opportunity of reciting the Holy Quran for the entire Quran in the whole in the month of Ramadan, then multiply the number of the verses of the Holy Quran and find out that how much religious reward you are expected to find out of reciting the Holy Quran in this month. We hope to be able to benefit from the grace of the month of Ramadan.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Dear brothers and sisters, I think it's a good time to look at the ways to self-development. We need to develop a course of action for this month, the month of Ramadan, to fully benefit from this month. This plan should include specific objectives and will require one to make a firm commitment to follow the plan. Before drawing up the plan or as part of the planning process, spend some time on self-reflection and conduct an analysis. One needs to identify their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Then select a few aspects that needs to improve to be on the path of self-development. At least select one habit that will increase consciousness of Allah, personal growth, achieve excellence and spirituality beyond the month of Ramadan. Work on improving that habit daily. On the continuation of today's special, self-development ideas to improve spirituality. Here we have some ways. Number one, pray all salah in jama'ah, in congregational prayer. In short, children and family members are praying in Jama'ah as much as practically possible. Do dhikr after every salah as prescribed by Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. The third one is praying at least 2 units of night prayers every night of Ramadan. Spend 30 minutes with the Holy Quran daily with the aim of recitation the Quran to completion at least once in the month. Other advice is memorizing 1 verse every day. The other is providing food for breaking a fasting person. And the last but not the least, repeating the istighfar. Constantly ask for forgiveness for sins and errors, known or unknown.
هو شهر الرحمة والمغفرة والبركة. According to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The month of Ramadan is the month of mercy. It's the month where everyone is gravitated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is gravitated towards the faith. There is something that brings people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even those who are not very close to Allah throughout the whole year, they feel that something is attracting them. Something is bringing them closer to their faith. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a sign of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, doesn't necessarily mean that someone did something wrong and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving them, Allah is showing them mercy. No. Rahmah means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens doors for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the doors of the hellfire shut during the month of Ramadan and opens the gate of paradise. The gates of paradise are open. This means that during the month of Ramadan, you have an opportunity to find nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, your actions, the reward of your actions is multiplied. Anything that you would do throughout the whole year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a reward for it. But if you do that during the month of Ramadan, the reward is multiplied. Hundreds of times more, the thawab.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, may God accept your fast. Here is a saying from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to help us abstain from undesirable acts during the blessed month of Ramadan. A fasting person is in a state of worship, even when asleep in bed, except when backbiting a fellow Muslim.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, regarding friendliness. In this beautiful tradition, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are three things that if are not present with someone, then their actions are incomplete. Meaning there's three qualities, there's three traits, three attributes of a human being. If these attributes are not present in a human being, then the actions of this person will not be complete. The first is piety, preventing one from disobeying Allah, meaning a piety which prevents one from disobeying God. Wara here is reference to piety. And of course, in this holy month of Ramadan in which we're in, all of these qualities are very important. And it's necessary for us, aside from our The fasting that we perform here in this holy month is necessary for us to also be pious here. Is also necessary for us to adopt these traits so that our acts of worship in this blessed month will be accepted by God. So the first characteristic that the Prophet mentioned here is piety, which prevents us from disobeying Allah. The second that he mentions is a character through which one is amicable towards people. Right. So a character or a disposition by means of which one acts friendly, one acts amicable and tolerant with other people, and forgives people, has patience with them, and deals with them in a moderate way. This is also important in Ramadan. Obviously, everybody's fasting in Ramadan. People are, liable to get angry quickly because everybody's hungry and thirsty, and tired. In this situation, it's good to be friendly with people and kind of forgive them, overlook their faults, and be tolerant with them. The final and last characteristic that the Holy Prophet mentioned is and clemency with which to deal with the rashness of the ignorant. The actual word that the Prophet used is hilm. Hilm means play. It could mean patience. We can translate it as patience. We can translate it as clemency, forgiveness. And this patience will help us deal with the rashness of an ignorant person. There's all these ignorant people all around us. Somebody might say something to you, might do something to you. If you have patience, you can use that patience. If you have forbearance and patience and clemency, you can use that to deal with this person and not overreact to him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at three qualities which are necessary for every believer, one of which was friendliness in the words of the Holy Prophet. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Oh yeah, respected brothers here and all the respected brothers and sisters all over the world who are hearing us, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Sevier Networks and especially the students of Sevier International School Network. Alhamdulillah, we are back with the series of Quranic sessions, and I really welcome you all, especially our friends Minhal Hussein Nasir, Muhammad Yahya, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, and Mahdi Chasib Abdul Kareem Al-Husayna, right? Yes?
No.
And of course, I am Habibullah Fasihi Zadat. So, thank you so much. Inshallah, in this session, we will have a short review of our previous sessions. We were talking about stopping at the end of words, yes? When we were reciting the Holy Quran, so we were out of breath, or we wanted to make a pause, yes? So how should we make that pause? Should we recite the word that we want to finish, or we want to stop, okay, at that word? Should we read that word completely, all the harakat, the last letter and the last harakat, or no, we have to change it to some other harakat or some other signs or anything, okay? We were talking about these things, right?
Yes.
So, and before we start, we have the holy month of Ramadan, and I really, really congratulate this month to you, dears, and especially to all the Muslims around the world who are like fasting during this month. During this month of Ramadan, it's the month of Allah Almighty, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So in this month, all the people are the guests of Allah Almighty. Those who are fasting, yes. And Allah Almighty guarantees their, like we say, breakfasts, their dinners, whatever, yes? So we all are the guests of Allah Almighty. One of the best things that we do in the month of Ramadan, it's very, very recommended, is to recite the Holy Quran as much as we can. Yes? So I want you and all the brothers and sisters who hear me to set a plan, okay, for yourself that inshallah every day in the month of Ramadan, every day you have to at least, if you can recite one chapter every day, it will be very, very good. Yes? If you can recite more, of course that's better. But one chapter, one juz, yes? Each day in the month of Ramadan. Maybe we'll have 30 days. So in 30 days, you will finish one Quran, yes? Reciting from the first page to the last page. So one chapter each day, yes? So one of the things that Imam Ridha alayhi salam told his companion Abu Salt before the month of Ramadan, it was about reciting the Quran a lot. The other thing was saying Astaghfirullah a lot. Repenting, yes?
What?
Yeah, you have to repent to Allah Almighty, so Allah Almighty should forgive you, and without any sins, purified, enter the holy month of Ramadan, right? Yes. Saying Astaghfirullah a lot, yes? So, inshallah, Allah forgive us, let's recite a salawat and enter the month of Ramadan, yes? And start our class. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So we were talking about how to make a pause. Let's shortly review them. One of the things that were there telling us how to make a pause was about the words having Tanween Fatha. If the word has Tanween Fatha, an at the end, so what should you do when you want to make a pause?
You don't say. Like, you should make it to Asa.
Yeah, you have to change it to Alif Maddi. Hisaban.
Hisaba.
If the word was ending in Ta Marbuta, what should you do?
To Hisakin.
The Ta would be changed to Ha, and it would be?
Sakin,
right? Khashi'atun, for example, it would be? Khashi'ah. Yes? Al-Qari'atu, it would be?
Al-Qari'ah.
No matter what harakat the ta
has.
Okay?
You just don't.
So it would be?
You don't say, like, when you want to stop at some point, the last harakat you don't pronounce. You just
the last harakat you don't. It means you change it to sukun. And there were some rules about, like, if we had noon or meme, which had tashdeed.
We should make it a bit longer.
A longer sound, yeah. Like the qalqala sound that we had. Yes, the bouncing sound. It's not bouncing sound, but we have a ghunna sound or nasal sound.
Alameen.
Oh, no, tashdeed if it has. If it doesn't have tashdeed, it is the same, okay? You change the harakat to sukun, yes? If it has kasra, any letter, if it has dhamma, any letter, tanween kasra, tanween dhamma, no matter. If it has sukun, no need to change it to sukun. It is sukun, yes?
Yes.
So if it had tanween, tashdeed on the top of noon, you would say this one, like this. Latus alun nasal sound. If we had, like on the top of a letter, we had tanween dhamma, like, and also we had tashdeed, like adu, yes? This was called nabr, this sound. Adu, yeah? Yes. Adu, we don't say adu. Adu, because we have tashdeed, two waw we have. Look, one waw, adu, another waw, merge two waw. Together. Adu. Inshallah. That's great. So if we had any sukoon, of course, the sukoon is there. We don't need to change it to anything else. And also, if we had alif maddi, alif maqsura, yes? Alif maqsura or alif maddi, what do you do?
Nothing.
It's the same. It's as if it's sukoon, yes? If you have mad, what should you do?
Nothing. No, it should.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. If you make a pause at جَاءَ, what should you do?
You say إِذَا
جَاءَ. Yeah, that's correct. But if the last letter has a mat, you no longer stretch the sound. Okay?
Full stop.
Just you stretch the sound of alif maddi, not more, okay? For example, we have إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ. If you make a pause, السَّمَاءُ, we have Hamza there. But if there is a word, okay, that the last letter has a mad, you no longer stretch the sound. Okay? Just remove that mad. Understood, Mahdi? Inshallah, we'll have some examples here. And the last point was about the letters which were among the Qutb-Jad letters.
Qutb-Jad.
So the rule which we apply if we make a pause at those words, it was the rule of Qalqala, right? What was Qalqala, Mahdi?
Qalqala is when it's like
bouncing sound, right?
Bouncing sound at the, like, it can be with Qaf, Ta,
Ba,
Ba, and also
Jim, and
Dal.
Da.
I was counting.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله
هو الله أحد
أحد.
Wait, we're doing from the first page? I thought from the last page. I mean,
no, we will go to the first page, okay? I'm just making example. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. Yes?
Yes.
So dal, we are making a pause at the word which has the letter dal. So it is among the Qutb-Jad letters. We have to produce a bouncing sound. All right? Let's recite a salawat and go to the new lesson. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. So another thing that we are going to talk about is the Hamza. We were talking about Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata. Yes? So Alhamdulillah, you have learned both of them. So the next lesson, which is very easy, is about the Hamza itself. Hamza itself.
Yes.
You have the sign of Hamza, right?
Yes.
So the rule says this, that if you have the Hamza itself, so you have to pronounce the A sound with it. Okay, you have to read the Hamza with the harakat which it has. A, E, U, A, In, Un, whatever. If it has sukun, you have to make the sukun sound. Okay?
Yes.
For example, we have يتساءل همزة we have لون يتساءلون for example we have أوتادا ما أن for example فتأتون we have همزة the همزة sound must be clear okay so yes. Did you get it
yeah
so you don't change it to anything else so همزة is one of the letters like if ba you have you make the sound of ba with any harakat the same sound you have to make with hamza with any harakat all right is it okay
yes
so let's go inshallah start from surah al-hamd then we'll start surah al-baqarah we'll recite okay one ayah we all will recite okay one by one we'll take turns and inshallah apply the rules that we have studied so far all right everyone dear brothers and sisters as you are hearing us please get your Quran Kareem go to Surah Al-Hamd the first pages of the Quran Kareem and recite with us Surah Al-Hamd I will recite and you have to practice after me then Surah Al-Baqarah one by one ayah each person will recite
I will recite the first ayah.
Okay, inshallah. Yeah, the first ayah you will recite. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, louder so our brothers and sisters can hear you, okay?
They're taking naps now.
Yeah. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
مالك يوم الدين.
مالك يوم الدين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
repeat it again صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
أحسنت غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Thank you so much. Inshallah, after taking a break, after reciting the salawat, okay, we will be back with our brothers and sisters, okay? So, thanks to IRB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network, students and the teacher. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat, take a break, and we'll be back, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني
As you have been previously with us, we were discussing this part of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's supplication to God, saying, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي Perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of the scholars, so you forsook me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي Or perhaps I sat in the company of forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy. To the part where Imam alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ بِقِلَّةِ حَيَاءِ مِنْكَ جَازَيْتَنِي Or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off. This part of Dua Abu Hamza Thumali is talking about the different reasons behind our failures in our lives, and somehow the consequences of our actions. In this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam names different actions that can contribute to the emergence and deprivation of our opportunities later on, opportunities for worship, for engaging in supplication. Earlier in the previous episode, we said that there are some norms that Almighty Allah has in the universe and has in our lives that will not be changed. One of these norms is that there are some consequences for our actions. There are some kinds of relationships between our past actions and our future situations. When Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ بِجُرْمِي وَجَرِيرَتِي كَفَيْتَنِي Perhaps because of my offenses, I was chased away. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us explicitly that there are some factors that cause our hearts to be obscure. There are some Islamic narrations asserting that one of the most significant factors leading to the obscurity of the heart and its alienation from Allah, there are two things. There are a disregard for the signs of Allah and committing sins. There are two aspects to be discussed regarding this. When Imam says, لَعَلَّكَ بِجُرْمِي وَجَرِيرَتِي كَافَيْتَنِي, I am chased away because of my offenses, there is one aspect to be discussed, which is the aspect of the norm of Allah in the universe, in our lives, that we will be chased away because of our offenses. No matter what the relationship is, it is what Allah has wanted to happen, without taking logic and reasons into consideration. But from another perspective, from another angle, there is this fact that the sins invert the heart. Man commits sins until his heart is cut off from Allah. This is what we understand from the traditions. This is what we understand from this very dua of Abu Hamza Thumali. From this very part, when Imam says, لَعَلَّكَ لَمْ تُحِبْ أَن تَسْمَعَ دُعَائِي فَبَاعَدْتَنِي, you have cut me off because maybe I did not crave for what I asked for. Or لَعَلَّكَ بِقِلَّةِ حَيَائِي مِنْكَ جَازَيْتَنِي, or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
So by committing sins, the heart is disconnected from Allah. It gets inverted. It becomes upside down. It loses all its features. There are some features of the heart that make us closer to that station of mercy we're looking for. The sins deprive us all of the sweetness of the remembrance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, my father used to say, nothing is more destroying for the heart than the sin it commits. The heart indeed engages in a battle with the sin, and the sin continues to remain in it until it overpowers the heart, and then it becomes turned upside down. Imam alayhi salam is also reported to have said, when a person commits a sin, a black spot appears in his heart, and if he repeats it, and if he persists, the spot becomes bigger until it overcomes the heart. And if this happens, then he would never become victorious after this. But if he repents of the sin, this dot disappears. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is trying to warn us of some of the consequences of our actions in this world. How they are going to deprive us of our opportunities, specifically in the field of worshipping. And one of the factors that cause the obscurity of our heart is committing the sins. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Be
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.